The bill's sponsor, House Majority Leader Jim Dunnigan, said his plan would provide a hand up to the most needy. That includes the chronically homeless, those involved in the criminal justice system, and those with behavioral health needs, an estimated 16,300 people. Several Democrats said this was a disappointing choice compared with a full Medicaid expansion, which would provide coverage to more Utahns and leverage more federal dollars.
I rise in conflict with this bill.
That's Representative Sandra Hollins, a social worker in Salt Lake City.
Do I vote yes and support the 16,000 plus individuals who will be covered? Or do I stand with the 94,000 plus people who we're leaving behind?
Republicans who had previously been opposed to any form of Medicaid expansion said they were swayed by this proposal. Representative Jake Andrig of Lehigh said the bill limits spending, protecting the state from financial commitments it can't keep.
It may not be everything everybody would want, but this is a good first measured step that does provide us the options that we need to make sure we are within our constraints. And I will be supporting this bill.
Republican supporters pointed out that this bill has nothing to do with Obamacare. In fact, it's a step they could have taken even before the Affordable Care Act. It passed 55-17 and now heads to the Senate. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.